My administration estimates that driving off that cliff could cost 40,000 jobs right here in Missouri alone.
We've kicked the can down the road far too long at the federal level.
They're talking about across-the-board cuts, which are absolutely nonsense.
Members of Congress must come together on a bipartisan basis.
That was State Treasurer Clint Zweifel, former Governor Bob Holden, former U.S. Senator Kit Bond, and Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, two Democrats and two Republicans, respectively, all co-chairing the Missouri chapter of a larger national group of political and business leaders urging bipartisanship in Washington. This comes as the fiscal cliff is looming, a group of tax increases and budget cuts that'll go into effect at the end of the year if Congress doesn't act, officially known as sequestration. Bond calls it an unhappy compromise between the president and Congress.
Say, we can't fix this, we can't come together, so we're going to hold guns at our heads. And that sequestration is really a bad idea.
Zweifel says his office estimates Missouri would lose 40,000 jobs if Congress does not act on the fiscal cliff. But he, like the other co-chairs, said there are many other fiscal issues Congress needs to start acting on, including one he's very familiar with as state treasurer.
Is actually dealing with the debt itself. If we don't modify our current fiscal policy, we'll owe more than $1 trillion in annual interest payments by 2024.
The Fix the Debt Missouri group is joining a national campaign put together by the leaders of President Obama's National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform. Miles Ross, who's heading up the Missouri campaign, described it as a grassroots effort to get members of both parties to come together and have serious adult conversations. One reporter asked Miles if Congress can do that.
Next question. I think that's a good way to wrap up this press conference. And we want to
reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Ryan Femuliner.